Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for Eco Money, where we bring you the latest in sustainability and finance. And today we're going to talk about that trending topic of non-fungible tokens. And if you rewind to the beginning of the year, barely anyone had heard of non-fungible tokens. Fast forward to today, though, and NFTs are trending on most social media platforms following the record sale of an NFT by auction house Christie's for $69.3 million. Now, while digital artists have broadly welcomed NFTs as a way to expand work's value and potential, there's a new discussion and dilemma that some are facing, and that's the conversation surrounding the environmental impact of NFTs. Sutu is an Australian digital artist based in Los Angeles. He's created and sold an NFT, and he joins us now to share his perspective on the topic. Sutu, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Our absolute pleasure. So, you know, NFTs, they've really been a hot topic of late. And initially, analysts were touting them as an opportunity for digital artists to sell works securely online. But what are your thoughts on NFTs and the opportunities that they might create for artists such as yourself?
Well, for digital artists specifically, it's been really challenging over the last few decades to be able to sell your digital artwork. Because, you know, people are looking for unique artworks, and digital works, you know, can be copied, multiple copies. What the blockchain allows is to verify the ownership of a unique digital artwork, so which is the NFT. And, you know, the potential for it is incredible. And we've already seen... we've seen a lot of success for artists over the last, more specifically over the last 4 months, but I've got artist friends that have been in this scene for, since like 2017. Mm-hmm. But over the last couple of months, you know, artists, I've seen like conversations on Twitter where artists will say, oh my God, I just sold an artwork for $20,000. You know, this is going to pay my rent for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I remember like back in the day, you know, I was running like a web comic, and even at the peak of its followership, I had about 300,000 readers a month, and I would be lucky to make like $1,000 a month in merchandise. And then I entered the scene and entered the NFT scene in December, and my first NFT went for $49,000. And it was just mind-boggling. Like, I never had experienced anything like that before. I mean, I've done commissioned artworks and for galleries and things like this, but never before in my life have I sold a digital artwork for that amount of money. And I mean, at the moment there is a lot of buzz, so these types of prices feel very inflated. And there's a kind of a lot of, you know, speculation as around like how long that will last. But in the meantime, I've been experimenting with different platforms to, and some of my experiments have kind of led to sort of where I think might end up in like in a year or two.
What kind of experiments are you doing then?
You know, shortly after I did my first drop, there was a big article that came out by Nemo Atkin, and he's, you know, he's a PhD in computer science, and he created a calculator that basically calculated the energy use of creating an NFT. And some of us have known that, that you know, Bitcoin, or more specifically the algorithm that runs these this processing of any transactions happening on the blockchain, this algorithm called proof of work, is really not energy efficient at all. It's energy inefficient, and we've seen stories come out where, you know, Bitcoin will use the same amount of energy as Argentina in a year. You know, it's a phenomenal amount, and for all of us kind of digital artists or anyone that kind of lives a digital life, you know, to think that, it's kind of hard to wrap your brain around the idea that your digital activities would be using so much energy, because it's so kind of invisible. And it's, you know, it's a press send, you know, that's kind of what it feels like. The cryptography that happens pretty much to create these, make these transactions secure on this proof of work algorithm, it requires all of the computers on the network to do complex calculations, I should say.
Yeah, and it's a difficult balance, as you mentioned, you know, when artists are able to sell their work for, as you mentioned, 49,000, but at the same time, there's this sustainability dilemma. But I understand you've created a group called Clean NFTs. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
I had started creating NFTs on the proof of work blockchain, and then one of my fans said on Twitter, they're no longer going to follow me because of the environmental concerns of NFTs. And at this point, I didn't really know anything. So I was like, oh, you know, I should look into this. That seems pretty radical. So I looked into it, and I decided at the same time that this was happening, Clubhouse was also kind of coming up. So I kicked off a Clubhouse discussion, and we had hundreds of people join us, and I invited founders of some of the NFT platforms. I had one of the founders from Known Origin, which is a really popular NFT platform. I also had the founders of Carbon.fyi, which is one of the carbon calculators that calculates how much energy was used when creating your NFT. And so we had this conversation, and we just kind of discussed back and forth, you know, what the problem is and what are the solutions. And one of the solutions that came out of it was that there is an alternative algorithm called proof of stake. And proof of stake is being used by these other blockchains, which are competitors to Bitcoin and Ethereum. And they're a lot smaller. They don't have all the wealth that Ethereum and Bitcoin have, but they're coming up fast. And my experiments that I mentioned before have been on NFT platforms that are on these alternative blockchains. But all the proof of stake blockchains, they have what is called a really low gas fee. Gas fee is
the cost for running.
Yeah, it's the cost for processing the transactions. And Ethereum and Bitcoin can have a cap on how many transactions they can process in a second. So Ethereum can only process 15 transactions per second. And if you want to jump the queue, make your transaction process faster, you can pay a gas fee. Now, because there's so much activity on the Ethereum blockchain right now, it means that people are paying anywhere between $40 to $120 to process their transaction. The other day, I had to process a transaction and it cost me $120. And this is crazy. Can you imagine, as a small artist, it's like paying with your credit card, and instead of paying a $2 fee, they say, oh, that's going to cost you $120.
Yeah. We're speaking with Sutu, an Australian digital artist based in Los Angeles. And Sutu, from what I'm hearing from you, so artists are receptive and open to conversations around sustainability and blockchain and NFTs. But how do you really see this shaking up the market in the long term? What are you looking at in the next 6 months to a year? You mentioned that some of the timelines that you're looking at with the experiments that you're conducting.
Created a series of discussions after that first one. And the second one, I actually invited one of the lead developers from the Ethereum blockchain. And then we got talking to them, and they were like, there's been a lot of pressure from the art community to for the Ethereum blockchain to migrate to proof of stake. Putting pressure on these blockchains themselves to upgrade from like an outdated algorithm, basically. The most popular NFT art platforms are on Ethereum, and we're really worried that they were just going to wait for Ethereum to upgrade. And in the time when we wait, it's, you know, we put ourselves in this moral crisis, and it's a moral crisis because a lot of the wealth is on the Ethereum blockchain. So, you know, I can sell a artwork for $49,000 on the Ethereum blockchain, whereas on like a proof of stake blockchain, I might be lucky to make $2,000 or $3,000. So it's a considerable difference.
And what did you say was the energy difference, the usage difference for the two platforms?
The simplest way to explain it is proof of work requires all the computers on the network to process the transaction. And that's a very simplified explanation. It's much more complex than that. Whereas like proof of stake will randomly select a computer. So it's like the difference is 99% versus 1%. So it's much more energy efficient, and people can look up like a better explanation for that. But what it comes down to is this ratio.
For artists and investors that are looking to buy NFTs and are going through the sustainability dilemma, what's one key lesson that you would say you've learned over this journey that you've had the last few months?
When the impact of on the environment information came out, there was a lot of misinformation going around, and people were equating one scenario was that someone miscalculated an NFT drop of one artist. And instead of calculating that particular artist's transaction, they calculated the entire platform's transactions, like everything that they'd ever done. And they equated, and then they applied that to the artist as if this is all the damage that this one artist has caused. And so it really poisoned the well and the understanding of the environmental impact. And that artist was getting a lot of hate online. And so the first message I would say is, you know, people need to read up on this for themselves and understand how their calculations work. They can go to carbon.fyi and read about the methodology. In a year from now, when the Ethereum migrates to proof of stake, I don't think the environmental concern is going to be there and is going to be as present. But Bitcoin is still going to exist, and they don't have any plans to migrate to proof of stake anytime soon. So what I hope is that the energy that the artists have been putting into pressuring these blockchains to migrate to proof of stake can be applied to the rest of the blockchain industry, can be applied to Bitcoin, can get all of these other industries that are outside of our art world to make this environmentally conscious transition. That's my main message and my main goal. I think NFTs present an exciting possibility for a new digital economy, unlike we've ever had before. And you're really investing in artists by purchasing their digital artworks. If you do start to invest in artists, you will see on a weekly basis this progress that you are directly having on that person's life and the work that they're creating. I invest in a bunch of artists myself, and it's exciting to see that progress.
That's it. Well, Suju, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Hey, you're welcome. No problem.
We've been speaking to Suju, an Australian digital artist based in Los Angeles. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.